Good evening.
Good evening.
It's just you for now.
I think so.
I'm sorry you people didn't call me to wake me up last night.
Well, no one had questions, so we kind of felt like you needed your sleep.
Well, in that sense, I appreciate it. I thought...
Sometimes when, even if we don't have a question, we start talking and then a question pops up, but
right.
No one, you know, I think we're all kind of tired, too.
Well, it was, for me, it was a tiring day, but I thought Malka had some questions from the week before, but I don't know if she was on.
No, she wasn't on. It was Brandy and Jasmine and myself.
Okay. No. Understand.
And by the way, my computer fixed itself for a week, and then yesterday it started doing the same thing. I was just about ready to call to see if they'd take the new computer back because I hadn't set it up yet. And anyway, I did set it up. I was able to, I don't know, somehow put your bookmark in and it works, so I don't have to call you to guide me through that again.
Okay. That's good. Although, of course, I would have been ready to walk you through it again. You know that.
Well, I know. It's just that my computer was 4 years old and I had lots and lots of bookmarks, and I hated to import them. I wanted to start fresh. And,
I understand.
You know, and I was surprised. Don't ask me how I did it because I couldn't tell you. But it worked.
So, I understand. I'm getting a sense that,
Malka?
Oh, what? We were just talking to you.
I'm going to do something different tonight because I'm not going to do the Anabakoas and what we did because we've done that less than, you know, an hour ago approximately. So we're just going to start in with section 3 of Zohar Shemot, and you can find it on the Revealed Wisdom page, the first row, the right-hand column. And when you open that link up, scroll down to the Parasha Shemot, and that'll open up to the Zohar page for Shemot. And we're going to start with Pasuk 14. I will say the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bit hilu urchimud hilud hilu urchimu le'akta l'shem yud hei bevav hei v'yehuda shulim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu konenei aleinu maasei yadeinu konenehu. Ve'eile shemot b'nei Yisrael abayim matzrayma et Yaakov ish yuveko ba'u rabbi chiyayo patachiti malvanon Kalaiti Milvanon Tavoi Bashuri Merosh Amana Merosh Denir Vehermon Ma mi mo not arayot me hare ne meirim I kira al Knesset Yisrael Itmar b'shata denavku Yisrael mi mitraim ukarivu litura desinai The Kabbalah Oraita Amar Lakuchabarifu Iti Milvanon Min Hahu Iduna Ila Akatat Kala Shile Mata Behai Sihara Ishtalimat Min shimsha bekol nechora unzitzu iti milvanon tavoi begin lekabela benyais oraita. The translation. And these are the names of the children of Israel who came into Egypt with Jacob. Every man came with his household. Rabbi Chia opened the discussion, saying, Come with me from Lebanon, my bride. With me from Lebanon, look for the top of Amanah, from the top of Sinir and Hermon, from the lion's dens, from the mountains of the leopards. This is a verse from Shir HaShirim. This verse refers to the congregation of Israel, which is Malchut. At the time that Israel left Egypt and approached Mount Sinai to receive the Torah, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to her, with me from Lebanon, meaning that she comes from the supernal Eden, which is Chachma, that is called Lebanon. Bride means whole, like the moon that is made whole by the sun with all the light and sparkle, which are Or Yashar, the direct light, and Or Chozer, the returning light. Come with me from Lebanon in order that your children shall receive the Torah, until Malchut can receive Chachma, which is called Lebanon. Israel cannot receive the Torah because they lack the first three Sefirot. My commentary. In this pasuk, a code word, Lebanon, is defined as relating to Chachma. Lebanon is spelled in Hebrew, Lamed Bet Nun Vav Nun Sofi. This can be parsed into two words, Lev and Nun. Nun in Aramaic means fish, or it means perpetuity, as well as growth or multiply. Lev means heart in Hebrew. Thus we learn something new. Chachma, which is wisdom, is related to the growth of the heart. We also learn that Torah can only be received by someone who has risen to the level of the upper worlds, related to Yah in the names of God. Pasuk 15. Tashuri Merosh Amana Tashuri Kada'a Uchura Ein Lehaviyau Tekabil Tachruvta Al Banayich Merosh Amana Meroshita Tialu Bim Hemanuta Ila'a The Amru Kol Asher Diber Hashem Naseh Nishma Vahavo B'mat Kela Chadak Malakim Ilain Dehaki Ketivahu Parku Hashem Malakav Gibore koach osei. Divaro lishmoa, v'kol divaro kedein kabilat, Knesset Yisrael teshura. The translation. Look, the Hebrew word is tashuri, from the top of Amanah. Tashuri has the same meaning as in there is not a present. The Hebrew word is teshura, to bring. Likewise, tashuri means accept a present for your children, from the top of Amanah, meaning when they came in the beginning with supernal faith, with emunah, and said, all that Hashem has spoken we will do and obey. And they were equal to supernal angels, as it is written about them. Bless Hashem, you angels of His, you mighty ones who perform His bidding, hearkening to the voice of His word. Then the congregation of Israel received a present, which is referred to in Tashuri from the top of Amanah, which means additional Malchim. My commentary. It is well known that Israel received additional souls at Mount Sinai. These additional souls represent a greater desire to receive. And now we are learning that this is related to the Bochim, to the upper three Sephirot. Pasuk 16. Meros Senir v'Hermon, Datura v'Sinai, V'karivu l'kabeya, Vita tadu tichotea, Diktivait yatzvu, Betachtit hahar, Mimonot arayot, Ilein b'nei seir, Tikucha berichu zamin, Lon bioraita, Bila ba'u l'ka bila, Mehare nemerim, Ilein b'nei Yisbael, Yishbael diktiv Hashem, Misinai bav zarach, Miseir lamo hofia, Mehar paran v'yatam le'rivot kodesh. The translation. From the top of Senir and Hermon, this was Mount Sinai that they approached and gathered under, as it is written, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. The lion's dens are the children of Seir, that the Holy One, blessed be He, invited to receive the Torah, but they did not want to accept it. From the mountains of leopards are the children of Ishmael, as it is written. Hashem came from Sinai to and rose from Seir to them. He shone forth from Mount Paran, and He came from holy multitudes. Paran is the children of Ishmael. My commentary. We continue to learn more code words relating to Mount Sinai, to Edom, and to the children of Ishmael. Pasuk 17. My viata merivot kodesh, detanenan kadbai, ba'ku chabarifu, lemevhav oraita, l'Yisrael itu, Meshiryan de Malakim, Ilaim Pathu, We Amru Hashem Adoneinu, Madir Shimcha, Bekol Haaretz, Asher Tena Hodcha Al Hashamayim Bandit Hivlo Noraita. The translation. What is the meaning of, and he came from holy multitudes? We learn that when the Holy One, blessed be He, wanted to give the Torah to Israel, camps of supernal angels came and said, Hashem, our ruler, how majestic is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Then they asked that the Torah be given to them, and not to Israel. And my commentary. This is a well-known midrash that the angels felt it unnecessary to create man, and we are still learning about code words. Pasuk 18. Amar lon kudsha barichu v'kit b'chon mota. Dikti v'adam ki yamut be'ohel v'ki yiyeh v'yishchet mishpat mavet v'hu mat chet yit b'naycho v'ki atun ban l'dinayin yit b'naycho gezel o g'nez Geneva, deep, deep, low, tignov, it benaihu, nashin, dictiv, low, tinaf, it benaihu, shikra, dictiv, low, tane, bereacha, ed shaker, it benaihu, ku, Temda diktiv lo tatmot matun ba'anoraita miyad parhu v'yamru Hashem Adonenu ma'adir shimcha v'kol ha'aretz v'ilu asher tena Odcha al hashamayim Lakiti viyad aviyata Mer vivot kodesh Kedein mimino eshtat Limo lamo. The translation. The Holy One, blessed be He, said to them, Are you mortal? As written, when a man shall die in a tent, and if a man hath committed a sin worthy of death, and he is put to death, do you have sins that you need laws? Is there robbery or stealing among you? As it is written, you shall not steal. Have you women? As it is written, you shall not commit adultery. Do you have falsehood that it says, do not bear false witness against your neighbor? Do you have coveting that it is written, you shall not covet? Why are you requesting the Torah? Immediately they said, Hashem, our ruler, how majestic is your name in all the earth. But who have set your glory above the heavens is not written. Therefore it says that he came from holy multitudes, meaning that he came from negotiating with the angels. Then it says, from his right hand went a fiery law for them, which is the Torah, which is likened to fire, because of the judgment that is in it. Thus Seir and Ishmael did not want to accept it upon themselves, and the angels could not accept, because they do not have the quality of judgment. My commentary. Rabbi Ashlag is giving us important information about angels here. What does it mean, a quality of judgment? Any human opinion or even emotion has an aspect of the quality of judgment. Pasuk 19. Rabbi Yose Okim Lechai Kiraka Nachta Shekinta Begaluta Lemitzrayim Rabbi Shimon Amar Hai Kira Al Raza De Yehuda Dim Hemanuta Eat Bariti Milvanon Kala Kol Amar Ledibur Iti Begin De Hakol Ate Ledibur Dabar La Behadea Lemehewe Kahada Bila Peruda Kalal Begin De Kolihu Kalal Dibur Ihu Perat Liad Kalal Itzterich Lifrat Ufrat Itzterich Liklal Tehalet Kol Below Dibur Velet Dibur Below Kol Viaditi Milvanon Kala Wigomer Dikra Ditar Vaihu Milvanon Katyan Rabbi Yossi explains this verse is as referring to when the Shekhinah descended into exile in Egypt. Because of the question of Rabbi Abba, who asks, did she come from Lebanon? Indeed, she ascends to Lebanon. It should have said, ascend with me to Lebanon. And he explains it to be at the time the Shekhinah descended from the place Lebanon into exile in Egypt. Therefore, it says, come with me from Lebanon. And in order to answer the previous question of why it does not say, ascend with me to Lebanon, Rabbi Shimon said, this verse is based upon the secret of the union of faith, which is Malchut. It says, come with me from Lebanon, my bride. Voice, which is Zeranpin, said to speech, which is Malchut. With me, because voice comes to speech and leads it so as to be one without any separation. For the voice is general, being the light of Chasadim, which is present in all the grades. Speech is particular, being the light of Chachma, which is in the left column of Bina, and which is present only in Malchut. Therefore, the general needs the particular, as Zeranpin does not have the first three Sefirot, except for the light of Chachma in Malchut. And the particular needs the general, for the light of Chachma that is in Malchut illuminates only when it is clothed in the light of Chasadim, that it receives from Zeranpin, which is general. Voice is not complete without speech, and speech is not complete without voice. Therefore it is written, with me from Lebanon, my bride, because the essence of both comes from Lebanon, which is Bina. My commentary. Understand this well. Chachma exists in all of the Sefirot, yet can only be perceived when this is covered by Chasadim, and this only occurs in the Yesod of Zeranpin, and then in Malchut. Pasuk 20. Tashuri Meirosh Amana Daihu Garon Demitaman Navka Rucha Liashlema Kola Me Raza Dilvanon Satim Veganis Me Rosh Senir Behermon Daihi Lishana Resha v'yem sa'ita v'imchat ha la'dibur mimonot arayot ileninun shinayim mehare nemerim ileninun sivan shalimu deishtelim behu dibur. The translation. Look from the top of Amana, which is the throat, which is Bina, which receives from the palate, which is the secret of Chachma, from which breath emanates, which is their unpin, to complete everything from the secret of concealed and hidden Lebanon, that Zeranpin opens with the secret of the central column. From the top of Zenir and Hermon is the top in the middle of the tongue, which is the secret of Tiferet, and its tip is the secret of Dat, that articulates speech. From the dens of lions, there too are the teeth, which are Netzach and Hod. From the mountains of the leopards refers to the lips, which are Malchut. And all these Sefirot, which are of Zeranpin, are the completion through which speech is completed, which is Malchut, the Nukva of Zeranpin. My commentary. This final pasuk of the section continues to give us alternative code words for the same code words expressed earlier in the section. This just reinforces the whole idea of relativity as taught by Rabbi Ashlag. Everything is relative. Every Sefirah has multiple code words depending on the frame of reference. That's the end of the section. Does anybody have any questions? I'm going to call our class for the evening, even though we have a lot of time left. I wish you all a Shabbat Shalom. Have a good week. And our next class is 6 o'clock, Motzi Shabbat, West Coast time. Our next class will be a Havdalah. Saturday afternoon, evening, and then at 7 o'clock West Coast time, we'll have another Zohar class in the Parasha of Vayera. Shalom to all. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat.